Wouldn't it be great if every day was Christmas? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Do you believe that? Do you believe God cares for you? Do you believe that He cares for you as much as He does for the lilies of the field and the birds of the air? Do you believe that God knows every hair on your head? He's counted those. He knows every breath you're going to take. He knows how many seconds there are in your life here on earth. Do you believe that God has that kind of interest in you? That God really cares for you? That God's not out to get you. That God's not trying to trip you up. That God's not trying to trap you. Do you believe that God cares for you? Because if you believe that God cares on you, you can cast your cares upon the Lord. That will lighten your load. That will bring a spring to your step. That will bring a smile to your lips. That will bring a twinkle to your eye. Absolutely. I believe that with all my heart. That's why I begin my show every Tuesday with those words. Let me share with you the scripture that I've chosen for today's program and then get back to the theme. This scripture is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 17. Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to Him, "All we have is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Then He said, "Bring them here to Me." You know what this story is, what Jesus does with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. How He feeds 5,000 people and there's leftovers. All right, now let me connect that with today's theme. I said, wouldn't it be great if every day could be Christmas? Well, every day can be Christmas because Christmas is not so much a date on the calendar. It is a way of living. It's an attitude. It's an attitude of gratitude. It's an attitude of paying it forward, helping somebody, not somebody who helped us. That's reciprocal. Paying it forward is when we help somebody and we do it even anonymously. If we would all live lives like that, hey, every day would be Christmas. Christmas is a celebration of love. Christmas, we give gifts. What are the gifts that you could give right now today? I want you to think about that, okay? You're listening to this program because you want it, I imagine, you want it to be a help. If you listen to this program early in the morning, then you use it to set the tone for the rest of the day. What kind of gifts can you give today to make this day, this Monday, Christmas? You know, somebody once said you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. So that means that you have to be a man or woman, a boy or girl, who has committed yourself to love. To love. To love without counting the cost. Because really, sometimes when people are generous, they don't get to thank you. Sometimes when they're generous, people try to manipulate them. Con artists, we call them. But sometimes when you love and give, it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. You don't necessarily have this warm fuzzy that you feel. You feel sometimes exhausted when you love and keep on loving and continuously love without counting the cost. If you decide to make every day Christmas because you want to become a gift, then you can be what people do just at Christmas time when Christmas is just considered December 25th. Have you ever heard of the concept Secret Santa? somebody at the office or at school, you draw names, and then you give this other person little gifts. Maybe you do it over a period of time. And they're not supposed to find out who their secret Santa is until you all reveal it. Now, I have seen secret Santa work in a number of settings. Let me tell you about some. Always, when I lead a pilgrimage somewhere throughout the world, I have people on the pilgrimage draw each other's names without telling who their prayer partner is. And I have them pray for each other more than once sometimes throughout the pilgrimage, each day, more than once, for their prayer partner. And then at the end of the pilgrimage, when we reveal who our prayer partners are, that the love that is expressed, the gratitude, the hugs, sometimes a simple little gift exchanged, a memento, that is powerful. That's Christmas. Every end, the last day of every pilgrimage is a powerful experience of Christmas, and so are the other days. Let me give you some other examples I have personally witnessed where people make Christmas, boom, right on the spot, where Christmas happens. I know a man who writes anonymous letters to people, and in those letters, he writes a prayer for them. Maybe the people who are on the receiving end of the letters are having some health problems. Maybe they're a recent widow or widowers. Maybe there's somebody who have been kind to him. He never signs the letters. He just writes a thoughtful, prayerful letter, often one filled with gratitude. Well, that makes Christmas happen as soon as the person rip open the app. You know, as soon as they rip the envelope over, open and start reading the letter. I've seen people pay for their meal at McDonald's. I've seen people in traffic let somebody go ahead of them, even though the person behind now starts blowing their horn, they're furious because they stopped and let somebody go ahead of them. I know people pick up the phone and call and see how somebody's doing, or go to the nursing home and visit. I mean, there is innumerable, uncountable, that means, innumerable ways that we can make Christmas every day. Every day can become Christmas. The sky's the limit. Your ability to do that is only limited by your capacity to imagine, to be creative, to want to. Oh, we're back to the want-to thing. Well, we're always back to the want-to thing. You have to have a want-to. You have to want to be Jesus with skin on for people. Because in this particular year, the only Jesus that people are going to meet in the flesh is you and I. We become Jesus with skin on. We throw a Christmas party for people every day. When we're patient with them, when we listen to them, when we love them, when we forgive them, when we offer them help, when we do them a little favor. That's Christmas. Why did Jesus come into the world? To save us from our sins. But also to teach us what love means, really, what love really means. St. John says in his first letter, God is love. He says in his gospel, and I've talked about this before, no greater love does a person have than to lay down your life for your friends. What do you think? I don't care how old you are, how young you are. You can become a person who makes Christmas happen every day. Every day. By a compliment. Yeah, compliments can do that. We live such busy lives, we take each other for granted that we forget to compliment each other. We forget to say please and thank you. We're so busy we don't stop, not enough I don't think, and say, how have you been? What's going on? Let's catch up. You do those kind of things? Are you caught up in your own little world? Are you like Scrooge in the Christmas story? Just worried about you. Just hoarding all your gifts. Just looking out for number one. People tell me all the time they love Christmas. Christmas is their favorite celebration of the year. Well, when it comes to religious celebration, mine happens to be Easter because of the significance of the resurrection. But I like Christmas. But I like Christmas every day. I like the concept of making Christmas real for each other every day. And you can do that. It's all a matter of your attitude. It's a matter of the decisions you make. It's a matter of being consistent. It's a matter of working at it and playing at it. And if you do, you'll be blessed. No doubt about it. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for airplane pilots. Especially commercial airplane pilots. What an important job they have. You know, when I fly back and forth across the ocean, you know, and especially if there's a little turbulence. And I find it, particularly the turbulence bothers me more at night. I guess it's dark out and you have to be careful you don't let your imagination run wild. I'm so grateful for the skills, the education, the efforts, the carefulness that airplane pilots have. So please pray for them, okay? And our food for thought for this Monday, here it is. Happiness is always a byproduct of good living. Amen? Amen. Happiness is always a byproduct of good living. And good living makes Christmas happen every day. All right, now, see if I can make you smile or laugh with today's small attempt at humor. A very religious couple invited a neighbor to come over and see the new dog they had purchased. They told the neighbor that they had trained their dog to be very religious like them. The dog showed the neighbor how it could kneel and pray. The neighbor said he was impressed, but asked if the people didn't think they should teach the dog to do the ordinary things that dogs do. The couple agreed and yelled to their dog, "Heel!" So the dog jumped up on the neighbor's lap, put its paw on its forehead, and began to pray. Heel, H-E-E-L, and heel, H-E-A-L. I know. I shouldn't have to explain jokes. What can I say? Anyways, you want to contact me. Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, okay? That could be a Christmas gift for me if you send me a note or an email today. Yep, you can make Christmas real for me on the day I receive your email or your note. Because I always wonder if anybody's listening. I do hear from people regularly. Have I heard from you? Or you can send me your prayer intentions, which I will faithfully take to prayer. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year, which I think you'll enjoy. There's no charge for it. You can write a check to help me keep my hospital open in Oaxaca, Mexico. Make the check to TASH. It stands for the Anna Seetaler Hospital, named after my mother. She was a great inspiration to me. And send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And I always encourage you, if you'd like to visit my website, because I think you'll enjoy it, the address for my website is Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. And so we pray the beginning of the peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joy.